As we were discussing some Friday fun topics, we found out that Mark Elfenbein wears a toupee.
Well, that's been the rumor for many, many years. I don't really know why. I did just post on Twitter.
Yes, you did.
A picture from my high school senior picture, which if it ever looked like a toupee, IMELF is my Twitter handle. That looks kind of John Travolta-esque with the hair feathered back.
Yeah, I was thinking Farrah Fawcett.
Okay, Farrah Fawcett is coming. Does that look toupee-ish, though?
No, it looks more like a, if it's anything, it'd be a wig, not a toupee there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
It looks like you would spend a lot of time in the morning with product.
Oh, gosh. Hair dryer. You got to get that all feathered out.
Okay, yeah.
Man.
Back then, it was the hair dryer. And you had the specific brush that you could do the feather extravaganza, right?
Look, I'm not that far behind you. We were still doing that.
Yeah. And so that's what I did until I went to New York to visit my cousins. And she said, you know, every time you your hair will get soaking wet, sweating and everything. So why don't you put gel in your hair? And I'm like, gel? And she goes, yeah, you don't have to worry about it. So started doing that. But I believe Mike Ducey of Fox 4 and myself are the ones that are constantly being claim that we both have toupees. Now,
well, because Ducey does, and he admits it all the
time. Okay, he does, and he admits it. I have not admitted it yet.
Are you telling me right now that that's a toupee that you're wearing?
Do you think it's a toupee?
That you're wearing right now?
Right now.
I'll say it.
No, I think that's straight hair gel. And
it is gel.
Yeah, I don't think it's a toupee.
Do you think it's a toupee?
Nobody's getting a toupee like that, Mark. Sorry.
Yeah, why would you pick one with little hair?
Get up!
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so we went back into the audio vault of the Little Ticket, and this is back, I think, might be year four.
So that would be 1998.
Something of that nature.
And what was your hair situation back then? Because it wasn't what you posted.
No, I mean,
This looks like, you look handsome in this photo.
Well, thank you so
much.
What
happened to you?
What went wrong, man?
Listen, leave him alone. Be nice.
It's called 50 years, dude. Okay? Yeah,
I went gel because I realized when I blow-dried my hair like that, you had to worry about it. It could get messed up in 2 seconds. If I gelled my hair, it never moved.
Right.
And I didn't give a damn.
Did you ever have a mousse phase?
A mousse?
Yeah.
Yeah. The little foam stuff?
Like the animal?
No.
No, like mousse.
No, I used L'Oreal clear gel.
When did you graduate from high school?
1979.
Okay, that's why you didn't have a mousse face.
No, I did not have a mousse face.
Because that was an 80s thing.
But
because trust me.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This guy had a mousse face
over here,
okay?
Yeah, so you can do that. Did you ever wear gel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, when I'm trying to look spiffy.
Yeah, when you're doing your thing.
When's that?
When you're chasing the ladies.
Look, this is pretty much what I look like 24/7. Okay.
That is definitely no gel over there.
That's not gel, but it's okay. I give you credit.
I go gel.
Little
bit that I have.
You're doing fine.
Mostly it's to make the backs
so
lay down a little bit more.
This audio we're going to listen to.
Right.
From 1998-ish.
Yeah, somewhere in that
What ball. Was your hair looking like back then?
It was gelled. Okay, maybe a little bit longer.
Okay.
Okay, now.
But a full head.
Yeah, but the one thing I want to preface this is, we all know the power of the ticket, right? It does not matter what show you could be listening to or when you can be listening to it. If somebody hears something, you're going to eventually find out about it. And I've been in real estate, Rich knows, for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And all my construction managers, all the guys, were P1s. And so no matter what show was on during the day, if they heard something on the ticket, they're running to my model home and going, dude, you won't believe what they just said. So apparently something was said during the hard line. This goes back a ways. We'll take a listen and then we'll comment.
Mark Elfenbein, anyone with a big enough ego to admit on air that he wears a hairpiece can't be totally discounted.
He wears a hairpiece?
When does not wear a hairpiece?
I don't think he does.
He does not wear a hairpiece.
Do you make that up, Danny?
No.
And he admitted it on the air?
Boy, Elf takes more crap. He doesn't wear a hairpiece.
He does not wear a hairpiece.
I'll tell you what, if he does, that would be the most shocking thing I've heard in the 7 years I've worked here.
I guarantee you, Elf does not. Elf has great hair.
It's because it's fake.
No, it's not.
Hair club for men.
Oh. I'll tell you what, if that's a hairpiece, it's a damn good one. If that's a hairpiece, I'm going to get one. From the same hairpiece guy.
Is he there?
Yeah.
You don't have a hairpiece, do you?
God dang it, I don't have a hairpiece. You know, first I get a call from my guy. He's like, they're telling you screwed up Giorgio's tubby with food. And now all of a sudden I get a phone call. It's like, they just said you got a damn hairpiece. And I'm like,
Let it be known that Hardline Proper was defending
you. Yes, Elf. I was saying that you got great hair, that you do not have a hairpiece.
Well, Mike Reiner knows that he's the one that actually helped me with my gel.
Yes.
And you can't put gel in a hairpiece. That's Chris.
Wow.
Oh, my word.
Good one, Elf.
Woo. Sorry, Furby. You told me that one.
I did not.
Yes, you did. One night at that crazy...
Dude, shut up!
...that you hang out at.
You've told us all.
God!
I can't believe it.
Cut him off! Corby hung right
cut
off.
Him off. I cut him off.
And he dumped it.
Everybody go look at Elf's new hairpiece, by the way.
Elf with a hairpiece.
I can't believe you cut him off and dumped
it. I didn't know what he was going for there, freak.
All right, that had to be 01 or 02.
Okay, maybe so.
If Corby was there 7 years, plus he was on the hard line.
Okay,
but still.
How many different voices do you remember on there?
I remember all of them.
Oh, yeah. Name them.
Danny, the Hammer, Rhines, Corby, of course.
And who else?
Well, you.
You had Kevin Scott.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear Kevin in there.
Yeah, he was right at the very beginning. And then Expo.
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention to him, but that was kind of par for the course.
And then I didn't mean to... dropped a bomb on a friend. But.
Whoa, that was a shot across the bow right there, man. Like, I was like, what? And I looked at you, I was like, who again? And I was like, okay. I do now, after hearing that, because they used hairpiece, not toupee, I do recall this happening now.
Okay.
And I remember being as aghast as everybody but Danny was that you would wear a hairpiece. It's like, no way.
Well, what floored me was Greco. He's like, I'm going to go get me one.
I like you don't put hair gel in a hairpiece.
That's right. You can't do that.
I do love your immediate energy. As soon as you immediately take to the defensive, I do not wear a damn hairpiece.
Well, I mean, again, I mean, here I'm sitting in a model home trying to do business, and you got your construction crew coming in. Dude, they just said you got a hairpiece on the radio. I'm like, nope, don't have a hairpiece. But there are folks out there that do.
Definitely. Mike Ducey, he's admitted to it.
Right. Carl Ravitch.
I will give Mike Ducey credit because he has embraced it.
No, and he's done a very nice job. Yes.
Yes.
I actually saw the little, the head. What do you put?
The styrofoam head, the mannequin head.
Oh, the thing it rests on?
Yes. Yeah. See, I don't
have
one.
Is that on his bedside table?
I guess so.
What is what's Rick Renner up to these days? Is
don't
that a hairpiece?
Has he got one?
It's gotta be. You remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He had the best hair in DFW.
Was it HSC back in the day, or what was it? Fox Sports.
He was on either Prime or Fox Sports.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah. He was good at what he did.
Carl Ravitch.
Carl Ravitch for sure.
Yeah.
You go watch anything he does. There's no doubt about it.
So I am getting close to 40, and I've noticed that the hairline is receding a little bit.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Thank you. That's why I've been...
See, we can say that.
Yeah. I've been growing out my hair more. Just I figured I might as well grow it out now because I don't know what my head of hair is going to look like in the future. My dad has the little bald spot right there in the crown, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I'm not
That's
looking forward to it.
That's usually a sign.
And I have dual cowlicks back there. So okay. I think at some point that's going to go. And I'm not going to like what it looks like when that happens.
Listen, I mean, I have hair. If it goes away, I guess I would deal with it. I know a lot of people that, you know, look, they embrace it. They shave their head and they do their thing.
Obviously.
And that's fantastic. I have people I know that did what hair transplants and stuff mm-hmm. like that. The thing that I would struggle with would be the comb over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You just got to get rid of it, right? You can't do the comb over.
I guess it just depends on where your hair is parted. But we have, we have two bald guys up here in Bob and Donnie.
Okay.
And Bob is, both of them have completely
Do you remember Bob when
it.
He first came to the ticket in the late 90s?
I do, but I don't remember much hair.
He had the little ring around the sides and back, and that was it.
Oh, he had the Jean-Luc Picard.
And I swear to you, he looked way older then than he does today.
Yeah.
Because of that. And it was a few years he was here when I guess he decided to embrace the bald. Swag. And he became a teenager almost overnight when he did it.
I think that could be a good bet payoff. Bobby. Is you have to, like, let's say picks with friends, the next Cowboys training camp.
Ooh.
The loser has to wear
okay.
a hairpiece.
Now, Rich, you remember this. Brilliant. What was the charity challenge on ice? We had one. I know we had to shave our heads. Were you still here at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in all the charity challenges.
He was on the winning team.
Okay, we were on I think it was me, Corby. I forgot.
You were on Team Hardline, obviously. Yeah, they're known as the losers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we literally, they came right down to the bench after the game.
Took the Clippers out
and shaved everybody's heads on the bench after the game. And I never had so much traffic at my model home because everybody wanted to see my bald head.
I forgot about that one.
Oh,
do you have
man.
A picture of that?
I think I might have it somewhere. I'll send it to you.
Okay, I would love to see that. Because contrast that with your 70s high school yearbook photo.
Yeah, I have to stay with that look, I think.
I don't understand the toupee today. Because bald is in.
Sure.
And as a matter of fact, like, my father, they always claim that your hairline follows your mother's father. But
I never met him.
My dad.
I didn't.
Well, I'm.
You wait,
me neither.
Wait,
but my dad
your
and
mother's,
his,
your mother's father?
Your mother's father. So your grandfather on the maternal side.
Okay.
That's what they claim. But I know my dad and his dad had the exact same hairline, and they had it where it starts about the middle of the top of your head and goes back, and it's on the sides too. And my dad wore his hair like that always. And even, God love him, when he had cancer. Yeah. And he had chemo and lost his hair, but had a few crazy strands left. I'm like, Dad, just get rid of it.
Just
and
let
he,
it go.
He wouldn't.
See, my dad.
And then it grew back, and shockingly, grew back still black like it had always been, but he just wouldn't give it up. And I'm like, I don't know why he couldn't, because, you know, shockingly, I don't have a hairpiece either or a toupee.
Okay.
And I never will. If it just goes away, fine, it goes away.
That's how I feel about, because my beard is starting to go gray a little. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do anything different.
I kind of go that way. Yeah, you notice? Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed that or
see,
not.
See, my, you know, Jimmy Johnson had that hair where it's like a razor blade, right? His hair came out like at the front. My dad was the same way, and his, he would get the consort hairspray and just Mock, don't bother me. Hold on. You know, I went with the gel because the consort was a little different.
My barber keeps trying to get me to do some color, and I keep telling her the wife won't have it.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to go full Ryan Day with your beard?
No. Boy, no kidding. He gets a every Friday, he gets a fresh shellac on that thing for game day, man. We used to have a guy at work to my last job, too, that, yeah, we would. Everybody would give a fresh shellac alert when it came in, like every other Monday. Yeah. We'd let each other know via email or text. Hey, fresh shellac alert. I don't understand that either. You're gray, you're gray. Yeah, so what? My wife actually has told me, don't do that. She's perfectly fine with it.
Okay, then.
And meanwhile, she's the exact opposite. But don't worry about that.
She just always wants to look better than you and younger.
And she somehow does achieve that. Yeah. It's actually not very hard to do, I would say. So. All right, well, there's toupee talk
that
here.
That was great audio.
Yes, that was awesome.
Well, the good news is I had over the years, when my father passed away, he had kept so much stuff he recorded on, we were talking about this earlier, old DAT tapes and cassette tapes and... But there's no place to transfer things. There's no machines anymore.
We have old DAT tapes in the ticker room, but we don't have the ability to play them.
Why do you have them?
Why throw them away?
If there's a way to get the... Like,
right.
I sent them to a place in Utah.
Because, frankly, I would love to go through those DAT tapes and listen to them.
That's what I brought. I brought some of that. I got them all done. Cost me a lot of money, but I didn't care.
I guarantee you there's lost ticket bits in there that haven't been heard in 25 years.
I have some where Folliwell's doing my tickers.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure,
No, I'm telling you. I have Corby and Davey producing at the time. I mean, old day one stuff.
Yeah.
Remember the Bottle Rockets Marathon? When George came up in the middle of the night with David Burrell, and Shapiro and I played the first ever Madden football game. And Shapiro and Burrell did play-by-play of a video game on the air.
That's way back.
That's way back.
Yeah.
That's
way back.
That's
we, at the old ticket studios, the newsroom had the last cassette player in the building. And somebody, after 6 or 7 years of it not being used, came by and needed something pulled off cassette. And I said, oh, yeah, we got one in here. And I turned it on, and it flashed. The lights flashed on, and it went pop. And that was it. That was it. We're done.
Well, see you later.
Gave up right there. All right, there's Toupee talk on a little Friday fun.